Hi, I'm Megan Thorpe. I'm here with Victoria Trumbo interviewing about bookstores. How long have you worked at Barnes & Noble?
I've been with the company for 3 years. Going on, 3 years.
Have you worked for other bookstores in the past?
Not different companies, bookstores, but I've now worked at 2 different Barnes & Nobles.
What made you want to work here?
I've always loved books, and so the idea of being able to share that love with other people and just constantly be around books was a good incentive.
What's your favorite part of working here?
Being able to just constantly, you know, share the love of books and introduce new readers to great treasures and just see that joy in people's faces when they find a book they can connect to.
Did you like reading books when you were younger?
I did, yes. It took a little while for me to really get into and find a rhythm, but once I did, yeah, I never looked back.
What was your favorite genre?
Fiction, all just general fiction, although I tended to gravitate towards historical fiction when I was younger, and now I'll read just about anything.
When you were younger, did you go to many libraries or bookstores?
I did. I would go to both, back and forth, kind of depending on what I was looking for, but yes, both here and at libraries.
Do you think bookstores are eliminating the need for libraries?
No, not at all. I think that we are finding ways to work together, and so it's not that one is becoming more popular than the other. It's that we're learning to have a mutualistic partnership with each other.
How do you think bookstores have changed from previous decades?
I think that technological advancements have really made what we do behind the scenes much smoother, as well as giving the customers more options for finding the book that they're looking for.
How do you think bookstores are influenced by online sites and audiobooks?
I think that they kind of give us more of a reason to have better, even better customer service and strive even harder to find the book that a customer is looking for and put it in their hand. It makes us work a little harder because we know that there are quote-unquote easier options out there. We want to make it coming into a bookstore a personal experience and a happiness.
Where do you think bookstores will be 10 years from now?
I'd like to think they'll be even bigger and better with more product and, you know, even more people coming in and finding what they're looking for and really falling in love with bookstores.
Which advancements have you noticed in bookstores over the years?
We have definitely, thanks to technological advancements and also advancements with traveling and getting books to where the people who order them, even across state lines, I think we've made great strides towards making the whole experience easier and more customer friendly.
Would you prefer going to a library or a bookstore?
I don't know if I would necessarily prefer one over the other. I love going to both for sometimes different reasons. And so being in a community where there are both and there's a wonderful library and a wonderful bookstore, to be biased. And so having those options makes it even more enjoyable to be able to go back and forth.
Do you think this opinion is influenced by change in past years?
I think that with the advancements and the evolution that bookstores and libraries separately and together have made, I think that, yes, definitely has influenced the relaxing, welcoming, just wonderful environment that is at both a library and a bookstore. That's definitely helped.
Do you think bookstores will be able to keep up with rapid change in technology?
I think so. It might not always be easy, but I think that we've shown that we can, you know, keep up with the times and, you know, not be afraid of the technological advancements. And I think we'll definitely, as the years continue and more advancements are made, we'll be ready for them and we'll be ready to accept them.
Do you think bookstores in the past had as many options as they do now?
No, I don't think so, and I think that's one of the major benefits that has evolved over the years. We've been, you know, the bookstores have found what needs to happen and done it and not been afraid of it. and been willing to say, okay, yep, this technological advancement is here. Let's go ahead and use it for our customer. I think that we've definitely grown in that way over the years.
Do you think today's generation will have use for bookstores?
Yes, I do. I think that there's enough love still and just encouragement of reading. And you see it every year over the summer and, you know, at the beginning and at the end, high school kids and middle school kids come in looking with a whole list of books that their teachers have given them to read. And so the community as a whole is constantly working together to keep that love going in the younger generations.
Do you think there are any similarities between libraries and bookstores from previous years to today?
I think probably the number one similarity that has kind of stayed the same is that the drive to continue sharing books and the love of reading. I think that's been a unification, again, separately and together between bookstores and libraries that has never gone away, even with all the changes that have been made and the evolutions over the years that stayed the same. Love.
Lastly, how has working in a bookstore impacted your life?
It has brought me even closer to the love of reading and sharing that love, and just made it even easier to bring that into the community and enjoy it even more.
Thank you.
Sure.